27-year-old Aaron Hankins is the youngest of the four candidates. He works as a mechanic for piston and rudder and volunteers with the local fire department. He moved here in 2016 after working on a Petersburg purse seine boat for 3 years. During a recent forum, he and others were asked about the role of someone serving on the assembly.
I believe that in conjunction with listening to not only borough employees and your constituency, you have a job to do your own research on any specific topic and come forth with the best answer you can possibly give for the good of the community. If you shoot off the hip, I believe sometimes mistakes can easily be made, and that is to the detriment of the community.
Another candidate is 31-year-old Chelsea Tremblay. She works at Singley Alley Books and does some work for cruise line companies. She was raised in Petersburg and recently married. She serves on the Library Advisory Board and has been involved in other local discussions on topics ranging from homelessness to addiction. Here's her take on the role of an assembly member.
I see it as listening and being here to arbitrate when necessary and bring issues forward that community members have expressed concern with. And sometimes that means also making hard decisions.
The only incumbent is 42-year-old Jay Stanton Greger, who's been on the assembly for 5 years. He's a mental health counselor and, along with his wife, owns True North Counseling. They're raising 2 kids. Here's what Stanton Greger said about the role of an assembly member.
It's our role to take in a pile of information from from anyone who has an interest in it. And therefore, with all that information, doing our level best to make wise decisions based on that information.
Rounding out the group, 59-year-old Mark Martinson. He's worked as a fisherman and in the family business on dock and harbor construction, but now works in transportation projects with the Petersburg Indian Association. He's been on the city council before and has come close to winning a seat on the borough assembly. Here's his take on an assembly person's role.
I think as an individual, you have a core set of beliefs, and that'll dictate what your platform's going to be. And you stick to that unless you're convinced otherwise. I mean, you just don't sit on the fence and go either way. You usually have one side of the fence or the other. And you listen and try to get convinced. If you're not convinced, you stick with your guns.
Candidates were also asked if there were any recent assembly votes they'd want to overturn. Hankins said he thought the purchase of an excavator for public works was unnecessary. Tremblay wanted to find out more about appraisal and administration problems with U.S. Forest Service timber sales in Southeast, but otherwise didn't sound interested in overturning past decisions. Stanton Greger said he doesn't like to overturn the assembly's past decisions, but he thought a full assembly should be deciding the filling of vacant positions in the police and fire departments. A shorthanded assembly back in July voted against hiring those jobs, even though they're both in the budget that the assembly approved the month before. There's general agreement among these four candidates about filling those vacant jobs. Martinson supports the police hire and thinks the borough would have to cut somewhere else to make up for a new hire in the fire department. In other topics, 3 of the 4 sound supportive of a borough land and building exchange with fuel company Petro Marine. Stanton Greger thought the assembly should go with the recommendation of the Harbor Advisory Board and complete the exchange.
This has been so thoroughly vetted. It makes sense to move forward on it. All the interested parties are in favor of this. And so I will be voting yes on it, because at this point we've voted to do the swap. Going back on that now is, in my opinion, also being a bad neighbor. Petro's moving forward. We're moving forward. I'll just get the project done and move on.
Hankins also supports the land exchange. Tremblay's leaning that way, depending on all the final information on the properties. Martinson is a no vote on that and said he has a bad feeling about it.
I know the soils have passed the DEC and all the EPA nonsense, but what happens when you disturb some of the concrete, move a little more soil? Things could change real quick, and then you're going to be stuck with millions or a useless piece of property. We don't know what's there. To me, it's just too many variables out there, too many things that can go wrong. Why bother with it? I just don't think we need the headache. I mean, it might be a smooth transition. Who knows? It might not be.
The borough is waiting to get back the results of a mold study and an environmental assessment before the assembly makes a final decision on that swap, likely sometime this fall. In other answers, the candidates were asked where they'd steer money if the borough had a blank check to fund capital projects. Martinson said he'd expand the community cold storage. Tremblay, Hankins, and Stanton Gregor would direct it to a new hospital. Tremblay and Stanton Gregor also wanted more child care facilities. The four also had different answers on the role of tourism in the community. Here's Hankins.
I currently support the level of cruise ships that we have in town. It helps blow out our economic footprint by diversifying. A little dismayed by some of the latest dumping incidents. It seems like this year has been the year that I've been hearing about it since I've been here. I wish they would respect our community a little bit more and use better judgment.
Tremblay has been a member of a committee on the visitor industry and works in two jobs dependent on dollars from out-of-town visitors.
It's so big, and yet we're still actually below the numbers of ships that we used to be getting in 2008. And so we're actually creeping our way back up to that, but we're still below that number. And we didn't even have the passenger fee that we do now. And so as we go forward with that revenue-generating thing, it's pretty amazing that we've just now instituted it.
Voters will be choosing two of these four candidates to serve a three-year term on the Assembly. Absentee voting is already underway. Election Day is October 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.